With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to another episode of A Quick One with Matty, Richard, and... Oh, just Matty and Richard.
Yeah, something's missing this week, isn't it?
Yes. What is it? Elsewhere. Stuart.
Busy.
Yeah, we've lost the transatlantic link on this particular episode.
It's going to leave a gaping hole, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. We're talking a little bit about before the show about maybe inserting some samples.
Yeah. So if you see here Stuart's laughter, it's not from beyond the grave.
Yes.
It's like,
yeah,
it's the magic of technology that we're putting him in. So
obviously, don't worry. Don't worry, listeners. Stuart is still with us.
He's still alive.
Yes. And he hasn't flounced off in a huff or anything. He's just unavailable.
Yeah. It's not musical differences.
Mm.
He's perfectly happy with everything. He's just working, isn't he? He's got a new job.
Yes.
But we must let listeners know that he's going to be back.
He will be back.
Yeah, he's going to be back. We've found a date that he's available. So
yes,
please do not fear.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're going to have to put up with just the two of us tonight. So
yeah.
We'll do things a little bit differently. So we've got, obviously, the usual. We're going to listen to some hot new tunes. Hot off the... You don't say hot off the press, do you?
It's difficult because I would say out of the three of us, Stuart's the one with the finger on the pulse, isn't it, about new music, so...
What do you mean? Yes, possibly,
well,
possibly.
I'm sure you have as well, Matty.
Him being a record label mogul.
He knows the hot things coming up.
Yes, yes, he's there on the scene.
He's like that Clive Davis or whatever. Is it Clive Davis from the...
Clive
he signed
Davis.
Like Lou Reed or whatever.
So oh.
I read an interview with him, you know, he signed like everybody, everybody.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And he didn't, he said his biggest regret was not signing John Mellencamp.
Really? Yes, yeah. Well... I guess he might have made a bit of money off the back of John Mellencamp, I guess.
Yeah, I guess he would.
He's one of those people, isn't he? He was really big in the States, probably.
Yeah, yeah, he was like...
Like, I don't know, like the J. Giles band or something.
He was like sort of prototype Bruce Springsteen, wasn't he? He was like...
Yeah.
Well, not prototype, but kind of another version of... Mm. Yeah.
People love Bruce Springsteen, don't they?
They do. Yeah, my dad is one of them.
Where do you stand?
Well, my dad got me this Bruce Springsteen box set once for Christmas. And there's things that, yeah, I tried. I mean, there's things on there I like. I think I love Nebraska album, which is the really lo-fi.
That's the
kind
one
of
people, yeah, maybe the serious fans refer to.
Serious
it, isn't
it? Fans, yeah. Yeah, it's like it's like just a guitar and a vocal on a four track. I really love that album. And there's bits and bats that I like over the years.
I'm just wondering how you coped with the moment when you opened the present.
Well, it's one of those things where you sort of... With my dad, over the years, all the things that he used to hate that I used to hate that he played, I gradually started liking. So things like Neil Young, you know, he'd play when I was a kid and I'd be like, this is boring. And then when I got older, I was like, oh, yeah, I quite like this. And then sort of maybe the last to go was Bruce Springsteen, where he used to play him all the time and I used to hate it. And then I started listening to a few things and then obviously he took the hint and went with it. I got a 5-CD box set of the first 5 Bruce Springsteen albums. Which
wow.
It was just like it's not pretending. I was curious.
Was that your main present that year?
I can't remember whether I got anything better.
Because that's quite an investment, a box set, isn't it? That's the thing.
It was time consuming as well to go through it, but I ensured that I did. And I did like little bits of it.
Your dad has featured before. You were talking about Husker Du previously.
And I haven't told my dad this. I saw him today, actually. I haven't told my dad today. But there's a 24 CD Bob Mould box set coming out. So,
my God.
It's all his solo albums plus 4 live CDs plus 2 unreleased 24 CDs of Bob Mould.
That's possibly 22 more CDs than I would ever need of Bob Mould.
Yeah, or that you knew existed, Bob Mould's solo work.
I know he's been around churning them out, hasn't he?
He churns them out every few years, But, I mean, I don't know, you'd have to be a super fan, wouldn't you, to buy a 24 CD box set.
The Mouldster. As we refer to
him. As we call him on the show.
Anyway, we should get on with things. First, we thought that we might just have a quick retrospective, look back. We're on episode 12.
Yeah, so 12. Well, I was kind of hoping this was 10, because I thought 10 would be a nice point to look back on the first 10 episodes.
Well, 12 is a good number too, isn't it?
But 12, we can do it. That's like the same as months in the year, so it's like a year.
One episode for every month of the year. So
So we're just going to look back at some of the things we've played earlier on. And
Well, I was flicking back through the episodes, looking on my Apple Podcasts app.
Oh.
Because it's available on Apple Podcasts, didn't you know that? As well as other platforms. Episode 1, I thought, was a particularly fine episode, looking back, actually.
It is looking back. Is that what we had?
In terms of the music selection there.
Did we have Billy No Mates on
that
one?
We had Billy No Mates.
And I hadn't heard of her when Stuart brought that one, was it?
Yes.
Was that you? Yeah, Stuart. Yep. And now she's everywhere.
Yep, new she's album out. Everywhere. Just come out, hasn't it? Like in the last week. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I believe you've heard some of it.
I have heard a bit of it. It's probably what you'd expect, having heard the song that we reviewed.
So okay,
that kind of quite minimalist, minimalist production. The interesting thing about her, or one of the interesting things, is just the way her uses her vocals. I think because she does that sort of mixture of speaking.
Yes.
And a bit of shouty stuff, but she's got that kind of the voice of a proper singer as well. So she kind
You think sings all she like can do is just like scat things, but
she can actually sing like a pop singer. I can imagine her voice being on a much more expensively produced release.
Which
is interesting. So then maybe that's a sign of things to come. I don't know.
Well, yeah, you do. You worry sometimes with people that start off a bit edgy like that you think that like this is some kind of like major label scam.
Yeah,
that really she's just like the next, I don't know, Taylor Swift, and they've just started her off being kind of like underground to try and get the fans. But I don't. I genuinely think with her that she's has come out of nowhere really.
Yeah,
with a bit of help from Sleaford Mods,
and I think it's to be applauded that she doesn't necessarily conform to a way of doing things, you know.
She
seems to be ploughing her own furrow, as far as I can see. I do follow her on Twitter, and she...
thing I was going to say was that I don't, but she keeps popping up on my Twitter. I don't know why, she keeps appearing. I think it's other people retweeting her and things like that.
Okay, yeah, yeah. So she's a regular contributor and seems quite politically engaged. So,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is all.
Yeah, so one to watch.
Yeah, one to watch. So we were Well, we were sort of ahead of the curve with that.
There you are, yeah, definitely, yeah.
So I guess the point of this is...
Stuart was, at least.
Stuart was, yeah. Yeah, one thing that's proved to listeners that, well, what we are playing today may be the sounds of tomorrow.
That's what we need to get across. talking about that, sort of starting with a debut album being kind of edgy and then becoming more mainstream.
Yeah.
I was interested in a more recent episode, we listened to a track by, do you remember this? Illuminati Hotties, who were from LA. It's a very short, shouty song.
Yeah.
It was actually, it was my daughter who alerted me to this band. But she prefers the first album, which is a lot more kind of conventionally mainstream indie pop sound. Yeah.
So they've gone the other way.
They've gone the opposite way. A bit more challenging with what they're doing.
Wow.
Which is
That's
to be applauded and quite...
It is, actually.
Quite unusual. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There you go. So I would recommend their latest album over their first album. But their first album is perfectly pleasant. But, you know, I say it's you know, it's sounds like many other bands.
That's interesting because, it's usually the other way around. But
going back to that first episode, it's one I kind of stumbled across was this band Orpine. Do you remember that? They were kind of a folky supergroup.
Yes.
It's duo.
That's the band that we thought were from York, but they were from somewhere different.
Yeah, and they were singing about two rivers in the song listened to.
What's happened to them since
one of them's from Ousburn.
That's right, in Newcastle,
And the other one was down from near Brighton, I think. Well, they have an album out. I'm not sure if the album was out. It may have just come out when we reviewed it. I don't know if much has actually happened. I don't think has actually happened with many bands in this current climate. They're not allowed out, are they?
Unless you're like Sam Fender or whatever, doing your gigs at Gosforth. And,
he's
done these.
I haven't been aware of what Sam Fender has been doing.
Sam Fender's been doing these, well, I think it was just yesterday and today, he's been doing these like socially distanced things at the, I think it's up at the race course. In
Newcastle.
Like, everyone's put in these little boxes.
Yeah.
You can't mingle as a crowd.
Sounds a bit rubbish, really.
Yeah, it'd be awful, wouldn't it?
Being stuck there, not allowed to be close to your mates, and having to sit through Sam Fender at the same time.
Yeah, those two things in tandem.
Not really, Sam. I didn't mean it.
No, he's a nice guy, actually. He's a nice guy.
He does seem really nice. Nice guy.
So, anything said against him.
But Orpine, very pleasant. If you haven't already listened to their album, it's all very nice. It's kind of folky.
Okay.
And very nice kind of very simple production, but very nice, clean production.
Right.
Nice pairing of vocals. Yeah. Acoustic-y, you know, picked hand, what's it called? I'm a guitarist, I can't even. Finger picking, like that. Right. Even some nice bits of trumpet in there as well.
Well, you'd know about that, wouldn't you?
I have dabbled. Yeah. I've dabbled. maybe, I don't know, if it's the elephant in the room, the Fontaines DC, we...
I heard the new album. That's one I wanted to bring up, actually. I heard the new album on Sunday, and I really like it.
Right, okay.
I've been worried about it for weeks after seeing all the good reviews come in, and I'd been concerned that it was going to be a little bit too much rock for me, and I was a bit worried about the reverb on the vocals. I heard the album... I would say most of it on first listen, I really, really enjoyed.
I mean, the good thing is it's a real change of pace, isn't it? It's a real change from their first. They're not just rehashing their first
not
album,
at all.
Doing the same thing. So that's
it's totally different. It is a much bigger sound, and occasionally it falls. To me, occasionally it falls flat. It almost sounds a little bit like on a certain songs. It's got the sound of a band playing in a big aircraft hangar. You know,
I was kind of, I don't know, if because they're Irish, I was thinking, oh, maybe this is their Joshua Tree, following their War.
They've gone
or
straight
whatever.
From that to Border to Rush Street in one swoop.
Yes. Because it's a much. And he sings a lot more, doesn't he, the singer?
Yeah.
He seems to sing a lot more than just doing those sort of almost spoken word stuff.
Yeah, it's very melodic, the vocals. Yeah. There's lots of quite good melodies in there. Yeah, I was quite surprised, actually.
I mean, I haven't listened to all of it, but it seems to be a lot slower paced, a lot of it. Is that right?
Yeah, the first track's really slow, but it's really, really good, the first one.
Right.
So it's quite a daring thing. They've started with a, you know.
Yeah.
And then towards the end, there's a couple of slow tracks. The second to last one, really, particularly, I'm sorry, I don't have the song titles in front of me, but I really did like that. I would say that, like, the most of it did sound really interesting, and there's some upbeat stuff as well. And there's one kind of I don't know, it's like they're going about living in America. It's almost kind of dirgy, bluesy, a little bit Nick Cave. It was kind of one of my least favorites on there, generally I was quite impressed. I say this with having only heard it once, but yeah.
So possibly worth persevering with.
Definitely.
I'd like to. I wish we could take credit for their success, but I
yes. Yes. I don't think we can. No, can we on this
not
one?
Not really. No. Mm. They're doing well. So
yeah.
Well done. Good luck to them. Yeah.
Good luck to them. Yeah.
There was just a couple more things I wanted to mention.
Mm.
Do you remember Big Pig or Big Pig?
Big Pig. Yeah. No, yeah, because I heard them on the radio after I played them. It turned up on something that I was listening to, yeah.
What, the same song? Or
it was a different song, I think.
Because I really like that particular song.
Yeah.
But nothing else I've heard by them has really grabbed me.
Yeah.
So. What did you think of what you heard on the radio?
Not much, no. That song, it was one of the... We've talked a little bit about this, is like that you listen to stuff back a week later and you think, oh, I might have undervalued or overvalued. Yeah. I think that was probably the one that I undervalued a little bit. When I heard it back, I thought, that is a really great track. Mm. I think I gave it something like a 7.
Right.
So...
too late. You've got to stick with your score.
There's nothing I can do, is there?
Yeah. Anyway... And just a quick mention for me, anyway, what was it? Gerard Bell Fife. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So thanks for introducing Gerard.
It's one of the few things that I've brought to the show, isn't it?
I really liked. I haven't actually taken the time to hear any other stuff, but... it doesn't tend to be the kind of thing that I listen to, but I did I did enjoy it, actually, so...
I think as we said on the show, without sort of labouring the point, is that he just does sing a songwriter in a kind of different way, and there's something about it. And I would definitely ask listeners to listen to the album. It's on Bandcamp.
Yeah. But he doesn't really play the game in terms of self-promotion or anything, does
not
he?
Not a sausage, so, no, yeah. No.
So you've discovered him from actually seeing him play live, is that?
Yeah, someone. It was with Memory Drawings. Someone had him support us, and when he played, I just felt like taking all our equipment and walking out of the room and not bothering to follow it up. Yeah. So and then we've had him support a couple of other things. Yeah.
I should say, listeners, Memory Drawings, one of Richard's many projects.
Who apparently, well, I say apparently.
Yeah.
There's a new album out this year, Memory Drawings.
Apparently, so, sounds like
apparently
you're
not,
you're not involved.
It's a weird thing, I'm not as involved. It's kind of shifted to America as Memory Drawings.
Oh, okay.
Because two of the guys are American. So.
Didn't one of them live in Africa or something?
Yes, he lived in.
Morocco
for a while, yeah.
But he's gone back to the States.
He's now in the States, and he's kind of the band's kind of continued in the States. And,
right.
I make guest appearances, but
okay.
I'm not as involved as I was in the first three albums, which I can tell listeners means that the new album's way better.
I'm sure that's not true. Yeah. So it's going quite well so far. I think we've picked some good ones.
I think so. Yeah. I think.
Any others you wanted to mention before we
No, not really, no. I was going to talk about the Wolfhounds a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I loved that track that we played.
Right.
If I can, I can't remember it. Brian, something, the light, can't see the light or something like that.
Oh, that
played.
Was it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and this is terrible, but I don't tell anyone, but I couldn't get into the album at all. A little bit like what you're saying about Big Pig.
Yeah, I
wanted to like it so much, and I've seen it's got good reviews, but
right,
it didn't happen for me at all.
So that was the standout song.
That was, for me, the standout song, yeah. They placed it first on the album, which suggests that they probably thought the same. But, yeah, strange for a band that I like down the line, but that sometimes happens. So, but, yeah, it seems to have got good reviews everywhere else, so could just be my ears playing up.
At least they produce one song that you like. So
that's the thing. If a band can produce one song, then that's fine. That's all you're asking, isn't it?
Shall we listen to a couple of songs?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to start with this. It's a new one. It's actually a fundraiser, this one, release from the band Squid. It's called Clapping Music.
Thank you.
So there we go. That's brand new from Squid. That's from their Natural Resources release. It's two songs. That's one of them. That was Clapping Music. And as I mentioned, that's being that's released to support the East Bristol Food Bank. There we go.
Okay.
Raising funds for them. So
good.
I guess you're not allowed to say nasty things about it. So.
No. I don't think I would. It sounded very much like LCD Sound System to me.
Well, that was one of my references, definitely.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can
see that.
Too wide of the mark. Yeah. I've seen this band about for the last couple of months, seen that they've had a couple of things out. And I think have they signed to Warp now? I don't know.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Did I read the sign to Warp or had something out on Warp? Might be wrong about that.
Oh,
but
I don't know.
We'll have to look into that. Yeah, it was sort of weirdly what I was expecting from them, having not really heard them before. That's a kind of strange thing to me.
It's a bit weird.
I mean, I like the sort of... it starts out quite electronic and then a real drum kit comes in.
Yeah.
And that kind of sort of increases the energy levels. Mm. I found the vocals a little sort of self-consciously wacky.
Maybe on the edge of that, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you haven't heard many of their previous releases?
No.
I think they had an EP. They haven't actually released an album, full length. But there was an EP last year, which was, I can't remember what it was called.
I've seen it a few times.
I guess the vocalist is trying hard. Yeah, definitely.
Definitely trying hard, yeah. But it just had that, I don't know where they're from. I mean, it's the fact you mentioned Bristol.
They're from Bristol. I think they're from London.
It says London. And I just had that sort of, I just got that sort of Hoxton sort of hipster vibe from, you know, Nathan Barley kind of, like thing that sort of puts me off a lot of music that comes out of London.
I totally get the, I suppose, the LCD Sound System reference with the vocal approach as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, when it first came in, I thought, oh god, here we go. Yeah, it is.
Maybe it is trying to sort of channel a bit of David Byrne at times, possibly.
Yeah, a lot of yelps.
Yeah,
a lot of sort of yelps going on.
But I wasn't sure if I would like it at first when I first heard it. But it's kind of growing on me. I quite like that sort of. I mean, it's quite. It sounds very repetitive and minimalist, but there's a fair amount of stuff going on in there. You know, musically.
I like the kind of discordant
bass
or guitar, whatever it was that was coming in towards the end. I really like that. Yeah, it's I got this impression. I know we're not allowed to see live music anymore, but if live, it would be you know, it would be quite something. I imagine.
So so we're not exactly breaking Squid on this show because they are quite established now, I think, and quite trendy.
They're kind of already a thing,
probably quite trendy. I don't know. I've heard them on Six Music a few times. So
okay.
And they seem to I've mentioned this before. There seem to be a slew. Is that the right word of bands with that sort of the sort of spoken shouty vocals. You know, that seems to be
definitely
in vogue, doesn't it? And with the alternative scene, I suppose a lot of
it does.
Almost
it
spoken kind of word. Stuff.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of a band that I was going to mention that's now slipped my mind completely. Fat White Family.
Yeah, they probably know each other.
They're probably old mates, aren't they, down the old whatever.
They're part of it. I think there must be a scene going on in London.
Yeah, definitely.
That Fat White Family, they're part of some kind of collective, aren't they? Different bands.
There's a few different ones.
In each other's bands. And,
There's another one, Warm Dusha.
Yes.
Who I seem to
be
the
same
people.
Part of the same?
Yeah. But, I'd read that Fat White Family had actually moved to Sheffield. So they're out of London now. So hopefully some better music might come out of them.
Ooh.
Now they're away from the bright lights.
Maybe. Mm. That's a bit of an anti-London statement there.
Well, if Stuart was here, I'm sure he'd back that up. Refused to have his band play London for many, many years.
I know. The first, because, you know, I was in Boy Racer from 1994.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I ever played in London with Boy Racer, 2018. So there we go.
Yeah, that's he's determined there, really, with that.
And you know what? It was a great gig as well.
And you'd have thought, why didn't I play London all those times?
Yeah. Speaking of our absent presenter, So he's currently busy, I think, sort of transitioning from one job to another.
Yeah.
And obviously he's on a different time zone, so I suppose he's got excuses. I think he's moving... He's moving to some kind of hipster job, isn't he?
Yeah, he's gone from like being in a...
He'll be drinking lattes in a record shop. That's what
I mean, he was describing it, and I was like, that's the perfect job for you, Stuart. Like, you know, you sell records in a kind of slightly alternative cafe stroke record shop.
He's probably working on his beard as we speak.
Oh, God, Yeah, it will be.
Shall we play the second and final new release?
Yeah. And final, just two tonight.
Yeah, just two.
With one missing. Yeah,
Leave you wanting more. this is Sea Glass, and the song is called... I should put my glasses
Splicing
on.
Splicing Shadows.
Yeah, I can't even read it. I'm losing my eyesight. Splicing Shadows, here it comes. So that was Sea Glass from an album that's not even out yet. Wow.
Bro.
Look at that. We're on it. Yeah.
We're ahead of the game again.
They've got an album, Shifts. Well, by the time this podcast comes out, it will be out. Out on August the 14th. Yeah.
It says sold out on there.
Sold out?
Bandcamp.
Oh, the pre-order.
Bandcamp.
Pre-order. Sold out. Yeah.
You might be able to get it at the stores.
So it's doing well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I was just reading
you can get it from.
The Bandcamp notes. Saying for fans of Low, Pan American, Movie Tone, Carla Del
Forno,
and Mum. So
yeah, I definitely heard Movie Tone and Carla Del Forno in that.
Yeah,
This is a side project of the Leaf Library.
Yes,
who had a quite decent album out last year of kind of quite experimental, but. pretty sort of quite bucolic sort of cosmische folk thing. And they're one of those bands that seem to have a lot of side projects. And it's quite hard to keep up the latest.
Are they all going along that sort of gentle, folky?
Yeah, definitely. Line? Yeah, yeah. I mean, Luke Library were probably a more realised version of what you just heard there with drums and synths and things like that. So that's kind of a much more kind of, you know, stripped back sound. But
well, I wrote down a bit Clannad at times.
Well, I'll never argue with a bit Clannad. Yeah. I'm a fan of Clannad and Enya, actually.
Yeah. This Mortal Coil, some shades of that.
Yeah. Definitely.
The Unthanks.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, that's along those sort of lines, isn't it? That sort of.
Yeah, there's a lot of that kind of, you know, kind of folky, kind of rural stuff going on. And
interesting that, isn't it? I wonder if there's a cultural reason for that, a rediscovery.
Yeah, there was something. I was reading something about it. I always wonder whether it's because, you know, so many people living in city environments and sort of longing for kind of, you know, to be dictated by field rotation and the changing of the seasons and things.
Yeah.
So the kind of, I don't know, inspiration comes from that. I thought that was quite successful at it, actually. I thought it had a really nice feel that could take you away from, you know, from the normal day-to-day grind kind of thing.
I really liked it. Yeah.
Good.
Because it hasn't tended to be the sort of thing I listen to, but I don't know. Maybe again, it's an aging thing. You sort of start to appreciate the gentler things in life.
You start to appreciate gentle things as you get older. You also start to appreciate like things that are more like that sort of take you into the earth. Because I mean, we're all going to end up kind of in the earth eventually, amongst the trees. Yeah. And I always wonder whether, as you get older, you sort of like start to be kind of a soothing thing.
So, I wonder if I may have rebelled slightly against folk because my dad listened to a lot of folk when I was growing up.
Yeah,
although it tended to be like folk rock kind of stuff, like Steel Eye Span.
See, yeah.
He was into the Incredible String Band a lot as well.
Okay.
Which, I used to vow that I would never like anything that they ever did. But
that's the sort of thing that a lot of people are influenced by now. Those kind of people.
I suppose that's sort of post kind of post-60s kind of slightly psychedelic side of folk as well.
Yeah, it's like it seems like, you know, the 60s, everyone was having a great time, and then they were having a sort of big come down from it in the 70s and going to rural retreats and just sort of playing, you know, this kind of very laid back kind of acoustic stuff. So there was quite a few bands.
Yeah.
I mean, Fairport Convention, I suppose, were the leaders of it. But they can hear all that in the sound of certainly. Mm. Certainly that track.
Do you enjoy that as a live experience, that type of thing?
I went through a stage of being into sort of folk stuff and going to folk clubs.
I did. That's commitment, going to folk clubs.
I went to a couple in New York, actually, when I lived there.
And, don't you end up getting someone getting up with an acoustic guitar?
Yeah,
and playing?
You got to join in and all this. That's when I started thinking I'll not bother.
Yeah, right.
I'm not going to join in. Yeah. But...
speaking of the Unthanks, have you ever seen them? Because
I haven't, but I've heard some of their stuff. I've never seen them live.
It's funny, I've never heard any of their stuff, but I've seen them live.
Right. You're the absolute opposite of me there, mate.
I saw them at the Deershed Festival a few years ago. I think I actually cried while they were playing.
No,
it was just so emotional.
Really?
And they were showing this, it was a kind of thing about the decline of industry in the Northeast. So
yeah,
showing all this old footage of the shipyards and everything.
Oh God, it's probably a good job I didn't see it because being from the Northeast, anything like that just you know, gets me very emotional.
Yeah,
and they have got that. They really do. They have got that real Geordie feel in there. Yeah. It's like Geordie folk music.
Yeah.
And they did a, I think they did an album of Robert Wyatt songs.
Right.
Which was beautiful.
Yeah.
And there's, they're very good.
But Sea Glass, from London also. So there.
Yeah, from London. And that's two London bands we've had on.
There are some good things to come out of London.
It's about time, isn't it?
I think while Stuart's back was turned, we slipped in two London bands there, yeah.
Never need to know about this.
So that's it. Yeah, we should wrap it up, I guess. I think we've managed to bang on enough to fill the space, the gap left by
Do we
Stuart
do scores for tonight?
Do we do scores, yeah. Well, we'll give it some quick scores. Wow. We started with Squid. I do like that, actually. I quite like it. It kind of... Let's do it a couple of times. It's the classic, I think. 7.5.
Okay. All right, then. Just a 7 for me. For that one.
Okay. And the second one, I actually did really like that, so I'm going even higher. I'm going 2 and 8. An 8. So classic eight.
Yes, I'll stay on the same one. I'll do an 8 as well on that one.
Yeah. So
I think we're a clear winner, haven't we?
Clear winner. Sea Glass. Yeah, there we are. So check out their album, which by the time you hear this will be out. Shifts. I can't see what label it's on, but that doesn't matter.
I think it's on where it's at is where you are. I think it's on.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think that's the label name. Yeah.
They've come up before, haven't they?
They have. Yeah. I think. Yeah. They do quite a lot of stuff. Yeah.
So tune in again next time.
Yeah. So if you felt shortchanged by this, then don't worry.
Yeah. Because it's not a permanent situation. And we will have, hopefully, the next episode, 3 presenters presenting.
Back to the classic lineup.
Yes. So, tune in once again. Don't forget to do whatever you do with podcasts, like them.
Oh yeah, like it.
Subscribe.
Share it.
Subscribe.
Tell people.
Feel free to leave comments.
Yeah, tell us where we've gone wrong.
It's all about interaction, though. So if you interact, then the conversation gets going, and then we have more interesting things to say online. If that
absolutely, because we do reply as well. So we do reply to it. So if you do say something to us, one of us will.
That's until we become really famous, obviously, and then we'll stop talking to you.
Yeah, won't be asked to do it.
Yeah. We'll get our people to do that.